This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Life as we knew it in Northeast Ohio has been grinding to a halt because of coronavirus. You've been asking questions to WKSU's Oh Really about everything from risk factors to home remedies. In our newsroom, Sarah Taylor and I have been gathering answers to your questions about the virus. Our first question is from photographer Shane Nguyen. As a small business owner, she wants to know about insurance. She says her policy will not cover loss of income because a virus is listed as a, quote, excluded peril. And she wants to know if that's common.
I spoke with an insurance expert, Jill Bisco, to find out. She's director of the University of Akron's Risk Management and Insurance Program, and she spent 24 years in the industry. She says this language is standard in most policies.
If the business is closed by a governing body, is that different than if it chooses to close on its own for the safety of its employees? So I think some of this is going to play out over time. I'm sure attorneys will get involved. I'm sure the courts will eventually get involved in interpreting policies. But the thought process coming from the insurance carriers and in reading their contracts, you know, the intent was not to cover things like this, not knowing what this was going to turn into. You know, they didn't want to have claims if in previous years, maybe 8 employees out of 10 in a business got the flu and had to close. They didn't want to be responsible for paying for those types of losses.
Bisco encourages people to read their policies and seek guidance from their provider. Ted Hill sent in a question about whether there could have been coronavirus up to 4 months ago, or if there are 2 strains, since he suspects he had something similar to the disease last December.
Well, there are 2 strains, we know that, and I actually asked Dr. Erica Sobolewski, who's the medical director at Summit County Public Health, about whether this disease could have been here for months.
We really, due to the limited testing, don't have a good grasp on where things are. We do believe that there probably were cases undetected at least earlier in February. Going back into December, I certainly would say it's a possibility. So many different viral infections present with similar symptoms, which makes it very difficult to know for sure at this point.
She also talked about risk factors, didn't she?
Yes, we received questions from Colleen Johnson and Christine Toole about obesity, high blood pressure, or asthma increasing the risk of getting coronavirus or increasing its severity.
The high blood pressure, obesity are always risk factors for any illness. Certainly right now, we're most concerned about those who are immunosuppressed either by disease processes that they have, chemotherapy, or immunosuppressant medications that they may be on. Your health is a big picture and it's cumulative. So the more problems that you have, the more concern that we have where how things will shake out with how ill you may possibly be.
Did she mention at all if there's a home remedy or over-the-counter medication that can help with it? We had some questions about that.
She did discuss that, and just like when you're trying to spot the symptoms of coronavirus, for home treatment, you'll need to look at the pattern set by influenza.
This is all supportive care. We want you to be at home. We want you to stay hydrated, using things to help control your fever so that you feel better. And that's what we've always all along treated viruses with, and so that's primarily where things will go. Cough suppressants. So most of the over-the-counter medications will be the mainstay of treatment at this point.
Cases of the flu usually go down when warm weather hits, which seems to be on its way. Edwin Upton asked why. He has some theories. First, because school is out, which we already have now, but second, because it's too hot and humid for the virus?
This was actually answered last week during our call-in show hosted by our news director, Andrew Meyer, and his guest last week was Summit County's Health Commissioner, Donna Skoda.
We have not been told anything about that, and or there's just not enough research. There is a lot of information circulating out there that has little or no research behind it. We encourage you to either go to the CDC websites, our website, the World Health Organization, Ohio Department of Health. There's any number of reliable websites. I'm always fearful when these things come around that it is opportunistic and you can take advantage of people. And I've seen lots of stuff that tea tree oil and any number of things will kill the virus. I would encourage you and downright beg you to only look at reliable resources so that you don't get taken advantage of.
Donna Skoda from the Summit County Health Department was also asked if there's a risk to handling mail.
I think if people are nervous, they can certainly wear gloves to handle their mail. But now we don't really. In the male, the risk from what we know right now is extremely low from any sort of male delivery. Those things come to you every day anyway with all sorts of people touching them. It's just a good idea to get in the habit of washing your hands anyway every day, especially after you touch them.
Another area people are wondering about, restaurants. The governor has closed them for dine-in, but he's repeatedly encouraged carry-out orders.
And now I'm seeing a lot of people online keeping lists of places that have carry-out or specials at this time, and they're encouraging everyone to support small business and to buy local.
And we did get a few questions, though, about whether it's safe even to get carry-out, since the food could be prepared by someone who might have the virus.
And Donna Skoda had some advice for people when they get those orders.
If they are touching the outside of those bags, they wash their hands immediately. When they remove the food from the bags, the containers, put it into another sort of dish, particularly if you're going to heat it. It can live a while on plastic. They're thinking maybe 1 to 2 days. Or what you could do is bring your own bag and put it in there when you get it from the carryout people, and don't even bring it into your house. Just take it out in the garage or wherever.
And here I have to mention that several places like Melt Restaurants have posted online about the precautions they're taking to ensure the food is prepped in a sanitary environment.
And the point was made that they've always done that.
Exactly. Other places like Sweet Mary's in Akron have simply closed altogether for now, but they hope to reopen soon. So in this case, it seems like social media posts are the best place to find out what your local restaurants are doing and how they're doing at this time.
Finally, we received some information this week from the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District that would be useful for our listeners who are using alternatives since there's been a run on toilet paper.
Yeah, the sewer district wanted to remind people that wipes should not be flushed down the drain. They said, very colorfully, the only things going into your commode are what they call the three P's, which are paper, as in toilet paper, and...
I think our listeners know the other two. You can ask your question about coronavirus for O'Reilly at WKSU.org. I'm Sarah Taylor.
And I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.